We had an even worse day in court. Today, the Pietermaritzburg High Court dismissed Jacob Zuma and his co-accused Thales' applications for leave to appeal the court's decision that they should stand trial. And you know what this is all about. Zuma's, of course, facing charges of corruption, money laundering and racketeering, all linked to the massive arms deal of the 90s. Nkosikana Duma is on the story for us following the latest developments in court today. Nkosikana, does this mean the corruption trial of Jacob Zuma will likely proceed next year?
Yes, Joanne, that is what it seems like. I mean, Zuma's spokesperson did not indicate that the former president will petition the judgment of that was released in the Pietermaritzburg High Court today. But we never really know, because we are told that former President Jacob Zuma's lawyers are studying the judgment and they will announce their actions within due course. But for now, Joanne, as you point out, it does seem as if the Pietermaritzburg High Court is determined to ensure that the former president does stand for trial, Joanne.
Tell me this, Nkosikana. What was the thinking behind the ruling as the judge handed it down?
Well, having read through the judgment, Joanne, the words that the judges used were, "The former president's application was simply not genuine." They are saying that the former president's points of political interference, the point of saying that the matter has delayed for far too long, and that he'll be prejudiced if the matter continues, because he should have been tried back in 2005 with his former financial advisor, Mr. Shabir Sheikh, are simply not compelling for the court for it to decide that the former president must not stand trial. The court in its judgment said that, for example, the allegation of political interference has never been proven, and the court is actually saying that because of the time that because of the non-genuity of the application of the former president, they're actually going to dismiss this application with cause, Joanne.
Nkosikana, what are Jacob Zuma's other options right now from a legal point of view?
Well, from what we've been told, that the former president can petition the judgment, which means that he can challenge this judgment. But from what the experts are saying is that the former president, simply because he's been dismissed, and what the judgment actually stated today, that there is simply no court that will find or arrive at a different conclusion to it. So from what the experts are telling us, Joanne, is that the former president's legal options are asking, but it's still possible for him to actually petition that judgment, Joanne.
Nkosikana, thank you so much for bringing us that update live to us there from the Pietermaritzburg High Court.